Surviving, two children and one on the way.
I know. What are you feeling? You know, because I got four, so now you're starting to catch up to me.
You know, I feel like I'm being dramatic. I feel like I should be a little more nervous, but I feel like what's three after two?
Well, see, that's okay. So, all right. So when we went from one to two, that was kind of easy for us. Okay. But
right,
when we went two to three, we lost our minds because now you're officially outnumbered.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Oh, God. I appreciate the encouragement, though.
We're not going to lie. When you announced this tour, and it was a very hot summer tour, and we saw the date here was in October, we thought it was wrong, but you about nailed it.
Hey, if I know anything about weather, it is Tennessee for sure. And if we could have a 100-degree Christmas day. I might have to move somewhere else.
Have you had fun on tour this summer?
Man, I've had such a blast. This is our first year to really go out and headline, you know, some of the big amphitheaters in the country, and then also getting to play a lot of these arenas that I've been an opener for quite a bit. I mean, I played Thompson Bowling three times, I think, opening for FGL and Jason Aldean, and this will be my first time headlining Thompson Bowling. It's kind of a big bucket list thing for me, just because of how much history I have with Knoxville.
Yeah, and I can't remember how many times it's been that you played Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh man, I know. That was my jam. I put it in a song.
We know, we play that one a lot.
All right, so the show tomorrow night, Thompson Bowling Arena. You've got Dustin Lynch on this thing. You throw in Russell Dickerson, and you even got your dad, Red Akins, on this as well.
Oh yeah.
Is it true you only gave him 15 minutes to open though?
He gets 17 and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, we negotiated that deal at the beginning of the tour.
Okay. Dad, you only have 17 and a half minutes. You better make it good.
That's right. No, it's been a blast, man. It's been really cool having Dustin and Russell out there for sure. But when you get to tour with your dad, it's just kind of a whole different level. It's been such a blast of a summer, and I can't believe it's kind of coming to an end.
Do Lauren and the kids come with you on the road?
They do. They're definitely coming that weekend. If it's like an easy bus trip, then my kids and wife come with me quite a bit. But if there's a bunch of flying or like West Coast stuff, it kind of just depends on where we're going, just because it's tough flying, you know, 5 hours with children, as you know.
Yes. No, trust me. When you're out on the road by yourself and you're on the bus, you know, just hanging out, obviously when you're not sleeping, what do you like to do? Anything fun?
Man, in Knoxville, I'm going fly fishing that day.
Oh, nice.
I'm not sure which river I'm going to, but I do know that I'm fly fishing in Knoxville. I'm pretty excited about it.
Are you good at it?
Dude, I've gotten decent at it. I mean, I just started in March, so I'm still learning my cast pretty good and learning how to read the river and know what flies to tie on and all that kind of stuff, but I'm kind of obsessed with it.
The last time I fished, I cast my whole rod and reel into the water and I stopped fishing.
Right.
Well,
you know, that happens.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the reassurance. My wife said nobody does that.
Oh my, they definitely do.
She was like, maybe fishing isn't your thing, babe. I said, I'm going to get this.
Yeah. Just keep at it, man. You should try fly fishing, though. It really is a such an awesome hobby to get into.
Why don't we send Opie with you fly fishing?
Yeah.
You should.
You can maybe teach me a few things.
You know, you don't want me to be your teacher. We'll find somebody to teach you better than me.
Let's talk about music. I'm sure you're already working on new music.
We are, man. We never stop working on new music. It's especially this day and age, you know, with how people consume music and how quick they do it. It's like you put a record out and people are ready for a new one in a year. All we do is write songs on the road, man, so we're kind of constantly just creating and being in the studio. I just recorded a couple Christmas songs for the first time that I'm going to release later on this year, and then start gearing up for a new record probably January, February.
Listen, I'm excited about the Christmas songs.
Yes, you are.
I cannot wait for this. Is this your first time doing Christmas music?
Ever, yeah. And it's not even a record. I'm just recording a couple Christmas songs just to say that I did. And when we put them out, man, I'm probably going to go back in and record a whole record. It's just been so fun covering these classics and being able to write a couple originals. And, you know, Christmas is my favorite time of the year, and I'm sure a lot of people. So it's been a fun little different project for us to do.
Do you have to decorate the studio to get in the mood for Christmas?
We did, man. It was 100 degrees outside, and we had a Christmas tree and Christmas lights strung up in the studio just to get into the mood.
You know, you hung Hunter Hayes up in the background, too. You know, he's like a little elf on a shelf.
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kidding. I love Hunter. I'm just kidding.
Well, we can't wait to see you tomorrow night. Thompson Bowling Arena.
Yeah.
Very hot summer tour. It is going to be a party. We can't wait to see you.
Thanks for having us, man. We look forward to it, and we'll see you there.